Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan. Everyone loves homemade biscuits, right? Fresh from the oven, all warm and flaky and buttery and tasty. But now, who of you out there has actually made homemade biscuits and then served them fresh from the oven? Well, here is your chance. Chef Daniel Orr, he'll guide you on your way toward baking success.
Baked goods have been a staple in the Western human diet for thousands of years. The first breads were these simple flat cakes of wheat mixed with water and baked on a hot stone next to the fire. The Egyptians, they were clever. They added much to the development of bread baking about 5,000 years ago when they started leavening their bread with a rich foam of yeast that was forming on top of their fermenting wines. The Greeks baked a wide variety of rich breads, which included such ingredients as milk and oil. Bread making is an act of love, and it gives us a chance to expose our nurturing side. So if you're timid, start like early man did and make some pancakes for breakfast, then move on to biscuits, cornbread, and finally, a yeast loaf once you build up your confidence.
We'll help you develop a foundation of baking confidence with this recipe for biscuits. Listen to Chef prepare them here, and then find the recipe and photos on our website, eartheats.org.
A lot of people get nervous whenever they bake, especially yeast breads and raised rolls. But you got to start somewhere, and why not with biscuits or pancakes? I'm going to show you the recipe for my grandma's buttermilk biscuits. It's a fourth-generation recipe that's been in my family in southern Indiana. We used to feed the farmhands that when they come in from the fields. Now you better hold it just for the weekends and enjoy them once a month. So the flour's chilled. I've got these nice pea-sized pieces of butter. Sometimes I even put them in the freezer just to make sure they're really nice and ice cold. Okay, we're going to add our salt, baking soda, baking powder, and sugar. And the recipe is as simple as that. Now what we're going to do is just kind of mix all those ingredients together. And then I'm going to take my biscuit cutter and just start cutting up those pieces of butter until it becomes almost like a coarse cornmeal. And the reason you want the butter coarse is it's actually going to melt and steam, and that's going to give some part of your rise to your biscuits, so they're nice, light, and fluffy. So once we have this fairly coarsely cut up, and there's still some nice big chunks of butter in there, we're going to add our buttermilk. If you don't have buttermilk, you can take regular milk and just add about a tablespoon of vinegar per cup, and that will instantly turn your milk into buttermilk. I'm going to add about 3/4 of the milk in, and then I'm just going to kind of toss the mixture together, and you're just going to mix it enough to bring the dough together. You don't want to overmix it. You don't want to heat the dough up. Okay, and that's about a perfect dough. You can see the butter chunks still inside. You haven't overworked it. We're going to put it down on the counter with a little bit of flour. Pat it out till it's about the same thickness as your dough cutter. You don't want to twist your cutter because what that will do is it will break up your little layers of butter that we spoke about earlier. So when you look at the biscuit, you should see those nice layers of butter on the inside. And then what you always want to do is to make sure at the end you have some scraps like this. And those you just kind of break up and you cook those on the side, and those are for the cook. And then we'll have some wonderful biscuits to have our apple butter on.
Chef has an amazing recipe for apple butter too. Check us out in the coming months for that, eartheats.org. And through the magic of radio, I believe our biscuits are ready.
All right, and there they are. Aren't they beautiful?
Beautiful, yes, and tasty. Production support for Earth Eats comes from the beautiful Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Follow us all week long on Twitter and become a fan of us on Facebook. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Annie Corrigan.